Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, heart-to-heart conversations about life's most important matters. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, the host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, I know you like Christian poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to say?
Let me guess, you want me to read a poem.
Exactly. I'm sure your listeners would like to hear something. Do you have a poem you would like to share with us today?
Sure, I got one for you. I found it in A.W. Tozer's The Christian Book of Mystical Verse. And it's a beautiful little poem by Christina Rossetti. Here it is. O Christ, our light, when even in darkness we look up, discern and gaze upon, O Christ, thou loveliest light that ever shone, thou light of light, fount of all lights that be, grant us clear vision of thy light to see. Though other lights elude us or be gone into the secret of oblivion, or glean in places higher than man's degree, who looks on thee looks full on his desire. Who looks on thee looks full on very love. Looking, he answers well, what lack I yet? His heat and cold wait not on earthly fire. His wealth is not of earth to lose or get. Earth reels, but he has stored his store above. The poem Christ Our Light by Christina Rossetti.
Beautiful.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God Will Free You from Stress. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by today to talk about life. A man once said, very succinctly, that our lives begin with cruel traumas, and then our lives build upon those traumas, and that's our life. But what kind of a life is that? Christ said, my words have life. He wants to set you free from trauma. There you go. That's it, trauma. The whole human race was founded on a trauma, or a series of very fast-moving trauma. And what were the traumas? Believing a lie? Getting thrown out of paradise? The trauma of realizing that you are a betrayer and lost everything? And hate and judgment on the part of Eve for Adam. See, it was Adam's job to protect her. It was his job. See, he was a little bit closer to God. He was the first, and then she was created as a helpmate. And so he was like the father of the family, and there was just the two of them at the time. Nevertheless, it was a small family, a husband and a wife, and it was his job to lead and to protect. And he let her down. All right, she came with something naughty. She came with something naughty. And it was his job, and she didn't really know what she was saying. The serpent, you know, approached her and said some things, and then she repeated it to Adam. See, Adam came home, like, you know, a guy comes home from work, and there was Eve, and she wanted to talk. All right, so she talked and talked and talked, and she said all the things that she heard from the serpent. All right, well, so what should Adam have done or said? He would have said, well, that's interesting, Eve, but you know what? God says we're not supposed to eat of that forbidden fruit, so I think we'll just not have it. And those ideas, they all sound pretty clever, but I really don't know. I'm a simple guy. I'm just going to stay with what I know from God. I can trust him. And these other ideas, all right, maybe they sound exciting and all that, but I think we'll just pass on it. That's all he had to say. But you know what? He kind of liked those ideas. Then he thought about them, and before you know it, they went ahead and ate the forbidden food, and you know the rest of the story.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with Principles of Christian Stress Management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles.
So all he had to do was say, "No, I don't think so." That's all he had to say. And then they would have stayed in paradise and there wouldn't have been all the trauma. But that was a trauma. It was a big trauma. So for him, it was a fall from, it's like losing your job. That's a big trauma. You know, one day you have a really good job and the next day they come along and they say, "Well, sorry, we're going to have to let you go. And we don't have any severance pay or anything for you really very much. We'll give you a week's pay. But, you know, we're going bankruptcy. We're going out of business, so there's nothing for you." That's a big trauma, especially if you really built your life around that job, you see. Okay, so that was a big deal. So it was like losing his job. One day he had paradise, everything was good, and the next day he was out on the street. That was a big trauma. And that was a trauma of believing the lie. See, that in itself was a trauma. How many of you, when you were a kid, somebody came with some kind of a lie? There may have been a little bit of truth in it, technically, but actually it wasn't true. They said something like, you know, I can't think of what people say, but they say you're no good, or you're always messing up, and you're lazy, and you're never going to amount to anything, and you're going to become just like a bum, just like your dad. Or they just come with all this stuff. And at school, too, all kinds of lies. "Hey, I heard your parents were blah, blah, blah," some kind of a lie. All right. But if you believe the lie, react to it, it's bad enough to react to it. But then if you believe it, see, if somebody says you're no good, that is somebody that, like your mom says it to you, "You're no good." Well, and you believe it, then it changes your whole life. See what I mean? Or they say that your dad hates you, something like that. It changes your whole life.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Somebody says you're no good. That is somebody that, like your mom says it to you, "You're no good." Well, and you believe it, then it changes your whole life. Or you see something and you misinterpret it and you believe the misinterpretation. See? So, little kids are gullible, aren't they? When I was a little tiny kid, my parents, my mom especially, said that if I didn't go to sleep and I kept, not going to sleep, then the Sandman was going to come and throw sand in my eyes. Well, I guess I believed in the sand. I believed there was a Sandman. One time I went to bed and I was singing. I was singing in bed. That's kind of sweet. Little tiny kid. I don't know, 3 years old or four. I don't know. I was singing in bed. What's wrong with that? That's cute. No, she became angry. So what'd she do? She locked me out of the house, put me out in the dark and locked the door. It said the Sandman or the Boogeyman is going to get you. I can't remember which one. But I was scared to death. And I pounded on the door and she didn't open. I guess she thought that was real clever. She was going to punish me so I would mind. Well, finally she did open, but it was a big thing because I believed that there was a boogeyman or a sandman. You see what I mean? So anyway, now you see what happened to Adam. He believed the lie, and that was a big trauma, believing the lie. So the whole human race was founded on a lie. But then look into people's lives. You look into people's lives and you see that their whole life was changed and formed around some kind of a trauma, some kind of abuse, often something cruel, something they saw, something somebody did to them, some kind of a betrayal by a parent, and the trauma changed their whole life. So I just want you to see that that's the case for most people. And some people have a huge trauma, and then they become an alcoholic, or they end up in jail or something. Others have a huge trauma, and then the rest of their life they compensate. And there could be a lie associated with it. There was one lady, saw her mother die from cancer, and she got angry at God. And then there was some kind of a lie in there somewhere or other. Some kind of a lie. The lie was that God doesn't care, or he's not going to help you, or he helps other people, but he hates you, so he's not going to help you. Some kind of a lie. I don't know what it was, but there's some subtle lie. Where did that lie come from in her mind? Where would a lie like that come from in the mind? Where would that come from? Well, it comes from the same source that was in the Garden of Eden, whispering to Eve, and Adam, of course, but through Eve. See? So it's always there, the serpent, the dark side, whatever you want to call it. It's always there, and it has some kind of a lie. And so people believe the lie. If you believe the lie, see, well, then, yeah, you go out and you build a life of compensation. You make a lot of money, or you become famous, or you do a lot. And yeah, maybe it's a magnificent compensation, but it's still a compensation for something that you lost. Wouldn't it be better to become, to accomplish great things, not as a result of trauma, but as a natural outflowing of your talents, as a natural extension of the gifts that God gave you, as a natural forthcoming from your interests? See, some people, yeah, they build a career based upon something that they're interested in, but not a trauma. So you can get interested in something through a trauma. You know that. Look into your own life and you'll see that something was naughty was there. Something captured your attention and irritated you, or upset you, or angered you, or intrigued you. See, shocked you. There you go, shocked you. And then you became interested in it. See, sometimes obsessively interested in it. Well, that's kind of a trauma then, isn't it? Wouldn't it be better to just naturally flow? And as you flow along based on natural interests and natural abilities that God gave you and be successful, that'd be so much better. Or also, you know, another way that would be good? Another way would be good is that if you're just going about your business, whatever you are, you're a carpenter, or you're a plumber, or you're an IC PC board designer, or you're just a student, whatever you are, and then God picks you, like he did Moses. See, he picked Moses. And Paul, see, out of nowhere, and the prophets in the Old Testament, all of a sudden, somehow, they were picked to do something or to say something. And that's good, because it wasn't based on the trauma. It was just based on God choosing you and saying, okay, here's what I want you to do. That would be nice.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Most of Roland's books are available in Kindle edition and quality paperback. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
And the other way is God does it in a long, slow way. He just gives you, as a kid, you're naturally interested in animals. I'm just saying, there was no trauma. You weren't frightened by a dog or anything, or your mom didn't like her cat better than she liked you, so you hated cats and compensated by liking dogs. It was nothing like that. You just kind of always liked animals and loved and had a lot of love. And then you became a veterinarian and you helped a lot of animals and made people happy and made a good living off of it. That's beautiful. You see what I mean? But most of us, it's a trauma so we have this trauma and it changes us. And it haunts us, and something of us is connected to that trauma that keeps reappearing and resurfacing over and over again. And we live our life as best we can as a parent, as a partner, as a citizen, as an employee, but that thing keeps coming back. It's intrusive. And there you are, gravitating back toward that. And it was a trauma. Or it keeps reappearing in your life. Everything's good, and then all of a sudden, oh my God. See? So it's trauma. So there has to be a way that you can overcome trauma. Now, another trauma, obviously, is something like being in a war and PTSD. PTSD is based on trauma also, and then flashbacks. But you see these traumas that people have, like when you're a little kid and somebody does something inappropriate that's scary and shocking, and then you keep, see, sometimes it's below the surface and you don't remember it, but something's wrong in your life. Things happen. You don't understand. But then maybe one day you actually do have the flashback of what it was that happened to you when you were a little kid. And so it's trauma. You see what I mean? Buried. And it gets buried under layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of covering. But it's there. So the whole human race, the core of our fallen existence, is the trauma. See? And so... I want you to see that.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
And then I want you to see that in a lot of our lives, maybe most of our lives, almost maybe all, maybe not all, but most of our lives have a trauma that somehow is there. And see, hate is a trauma too. Hating your father, for example. Maybe he never did anything to you. He was just sort of a guy, and he was, you know, nice, took you guys to the ball game and everything, but your mom hated him. She resented him. She judged him for some reason. And so she taught you to hate him. So you hated your father. Well, that's trauma, you see, hate. But it's not even your hate. It's her hate in you, but it still was a trauma for you. So anyway, I'm just throwing out some things because you can see the principle involved in and see how that happened in your life. So what are you going to do about it? Well, the thing is that Christ came to set us free from trauma. He came to set us free from the original sin is a trauma. See, In fact, any sin is a trauma. See, that's the thing. Maybe you never thought of it that way. This is a little sidebar here, a little tangent. But sin is a trauma. When you were a little kid and you stole something, see, remember the effect it had upon you knowing that you stole something and how you felt and how you had to hide and how you felt uneasy and how you were afraid and so forth. And then maybe they found out and you were exposed and then you lied and that made it worse. That was a trauma too, lying. So do you see? All right. So God has to take care of all this stuff. So there's a lot to take care of. The whole foundation of the fallen human race and the fact that you're born in the lineage of Adam and Eve, a gullible creature, a fallen creature, a creature separated from God. Even the fact that we fell, the human race fell from being noble before the fall to being this ignoble lineage of betrayal and deceit and lies and believing the lie. To this very day, we have a natural modesty and a little embarrassment about this animal casing that we have. We're fallen. We fell from eternal life to a life dependent upon procreation by the human race continuing through childbirth. But we could have lived eternally. So we lost eternal life and then picked up this temporary life. Then there's just something just a little bit, embarrassing about that, because we somehow sense that we're fallen beings. But you inherit that. It's not your fault. But that's what you inherit. All right. So Christ came to save us from that. And he will, and he does. But you have to turn to him. See, we get so immersed in the trauma that we're fighting and hiding and compensating for and the lies in our mind that keep us tied down. So there's a certain thing in psychology, I guess, religious psychology or theology, I don't know. It's called a soul wound. And if you go to YouTube and you watch some of the exorcists, the ones that, like Father Lampert would be one. I can't think of all of the other names right now, but Gary Thomas, and there are others, but they often will look for a soul wound. A soul wound, in other words, a trauma, as I've been describing, a trauma. And the devil takes advantage of that trauma to come with a lie. See, he'll say it happened because God hates you. Or now that you did that, God hates you. Or he'll say, you're no good. Or I can't think of all the terrible things that he'll say, but he'll say something that gets to you even. So not only is the trauma bad enough, but then here comes this lie, or they say it's your fault. It was your fault. So they come with some kind of a lie that becomes associated with the trauma, and you can't shake the lie. And because you can't shake the lie, you're stuck with the trauma, and you can't shake it either. So that's where coming up to the light, coming back closer to God so that you can see clearly, so you can see objectively, calmly, unemotionally. You can see the truth. And the truth is usually something like, it's more like, not in words, but you just see that, number one, you were just a little kid. You couldn't help yourself. What happened to you? It wasn't your fault. You were just a little kid. They were supposed to protect you, not allow these things to happen. And then you hid it because you were ashamed of it. And then lies came in and you became afraid. And the person sometimes involved also told lies and threatened you. And so the whole thing, but it wasn't your fault. And you'll see that. But then you'll also see that the person who did it, someone had did it to him. It was a trauma that person had and that made them as they are. You see what I mean?
The Christian Meditation is now available in Spanish. Visit www.lameditacioncristiana.com. La Meditación Cristiana está disponible en español. Visita lameditacioncristiana.com. Otra vez, lameditacioncristiana.com.
And when you see that the whole human race is subject to trauma and they're all suffering, was it Henry David Thoreau, the famous writer, who said that most people live lives of quiet desperation? All right, so we all have these buried traumas that we don't know about, but they keep somehow coming up in our life, and our life's not working out. We don't know why. And other times we do know about it and we push it down, and other times we compensate for it, but we can't shake the lie. Now you have to see that it was a lie. It was the belier in the beginning who lied to Eve, and he's still up to the same thing now with some kind of a lie. You just have to see that it's a lie. See that the source of that thing is a belier. See that. And realize that the whole world, see, it lies in this type of thing. So forgive. Don't hate other people anymore. They all have their own cross to bear. They all have their own trauma. They all have something that happened to them when they were a kid. They've never recovered from it, so forgive. Let it go. Don't resent them anymore. Make it unimportant. Move forward to what God has in mind for you. And what he has in mind for you is forgiveness for you. That's what he has in mind. And a new life not based on trauma, a new life based upon something good that he has in mind for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.